From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. After a brief halt, the Pentagon rule barring gays from serving openly in the military is back on again. That's after a federal appeals court announced it is granting the Obama administration's request for a temporary freeze of a federal judge's order telling the military to stop enforcing the policy. The Clinton administration era rule allows gays to serve in the military, but only if they don't disclose their sexual orientation. The judge had briefly issued an injunction against Don't Ask, Don't Tell. President Obama said he supports doing away with the law, but only after careful review and an act of Congress. Three environmental groups are suing BP. NPR's Elizabeth Shogren reports they're concerned about the danger some rare species face from the BP oil spill in the Gulf of Mexico.
The Gulf region is home to at least 27 endangered or threatened animals. This includes five species of sea turtles, sperm whales, manatees, and a variety of birds. Gregory Bupert is a lawyer for the group Defenders of Wildlife.
The threat to these species is likely to continue for a long time. And our goal is to hold BP accountable for the ongoing harassment and harm to these listed species.
The groups aren't asking BP to pay a fine. Instead, they want the company to do more, like cleaning up the oil still in coastal areas and on the floor of the Gulf. A BP spokeswoman says the company has no comment on the lawsuit. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News.
President Obama has begun a five-state campaign swing on behalf of Democratic candidates. The president's first stop tonight at an event in Oregon, where he's speaking on behalf of the state's Democratic gubernatorial candidate. The president is hoping his longest campaign swing of the season will energize the base less than 2 weeks before the critical midterm election. There's a new rule for New York lawyers handling foreclosure cases. The state's chief judge is ordering lawyers to personally affirm they've taken reasonable steps to verify the accuracy of foreclosure documents. More from NPR's Wendy Kaufman.
New York's chief judge, Jonathan Lippman, says the new filing requirement is aimed at protecting the integrity of the foreclosure process and preventing wrongful foreclosures.
We're asking the lawyers to turn around, talk to their clients, and make sure we have real cases that don't violate, you know, the whole principle that cases that come into court are backed up by something.
The rule, which goes into effect immediately, will apply to both new cases and the 78,000 now pending in New York State. The judge says while lawyers have always been expected to ensure the integrity of documents presented to the court, the new rule will hold lawyers accountable in a much more explicit way. The move comes amid continuing concerns that lenders pursuing foreclosures are cutting corners on paperwork and legal procedures. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, after losing 1.5% of their value, blue-chip stocks went the other way. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 129 points, close at 11,107. This is NPR. The Obama administration is continuing to ratchet up the pressure on China to allow its currency, the yuan, to rise in value against the dollar. Treasury Department officials say the currency issue is likely to be a major topic of discussion at weekend meetings in South Korea of finance officials from the so-called Group of 20 major economies. The U.S. maintains by allowing the Chinese currency to rise, U.S. products would become more competitive, boosting manufacturing. Virginia Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, is not getting anywhere with her efforts to force an apology from the woman who 19 years ago accused her husband of sexual harassment. NPR's Nina Totenberg reports on the strange call made by the justice's wife 11 days ago.
At 7:30 a.m. on October 9th, Mrs. Thomas left a voicemail message for Hill asking her to apologize for the accusations of sexual misconduct made at the Thomas confirmation hearing in 1991. Hill discovered the message after the holiday weekend and, unsure whether the caller was a crank, referred the matter to campus police, who in turn referred it to the FBI. Sources say the Bureau contacted Mrs. Thomas, who confirmed that she had made the call. In a public statement, Mrs. Thomas suggested the call was an olive branch and that she meant no offense. Hill rejected that, declaring that an apology would suggest she'd done something wrong. Said Hill, she has no intention of apologizing since she told the truth 19 years ago. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
Penthouse Magazine founder Bob Guccione has died. That's according to a statement issued by his family. Brooklyn, New York-based born Guccione introduced his magazine to the American public in 1969 at the height of the sexual revolution. As a magazine of sex, politics, and protest, Guccione was undergoing treatment for cancer. He was 79. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News in Washington.